Each and every one of us will definitely find ourselves at some point having to engage in public speaking. Now, you might be asking yourself, why would I be speaking publicly? I will not stand at a park with a megaphone and scream to a number of random strangers walking past. That is just your idea of what speaking publicly is. So let me just explain what I mean by public speaking first, before we get into the importance of it to begin with, right? So the thing about public speaking is that it has to do with any time where you need to speak to a group of people with whom you have very little familiarity with. So for example, when you are speaking in front of a group of friends that you've known your entire life, that's not public speaking. Why? Because there's a lot of familiarity with them. They're showing you a lot of grace. You're allowed to make a lot of mistakes and you're not as nervous if you're speaking in front of them. Except perhaps if you have to give a speech at a friend's wedding, that's different because there's also with them people you've never met before. There's a certain degree of familiarity that is not present in that situation. So now that you understand it in that way, you can begin to see how many spaces actually qualify as public speaking. Just when you think of the degree of familiarity. So the less degree of familiarity there is within a group and the more level of professionalism there is, the more public that speaking engagement is. So for example, if you're speaking at church, that's public speaking because you're not as familiar with everyone at church. And there's a certain degree of professionalism that's expected from you and that you expect from them, right? If you're speaking at a stock fell where you are collecting money and buying food for one another, there's a certain level. If you're speaking at a funeral, if you're speaking at work, especially, these are the type of circumstances that most of us find ourselves in, right? At work, at a meeting where we need to share ideas and talk about how we can do things better and how things can be improved. And this is where a lot of people lose out on a lot of opportunities because they don't speak. Now that we understand what it means to do public speaking or to be in a setting that requires you to do public speaking, it's not speaking to your family members per se. It's not speaking to friends. It's not speaking to people who are, for example, you walk in a classroom of kids and you're just there to grab your child and leave. That's not necessarily public speaking, although I do acknowledge that there are people who struggle with even that. And those are people who don't necessarily have an issue with public speaking, but they have an issue with social anxiety more likely, right? That's a different conversation on its own. I just want to make that clear that if you're a person who is struggling with social anxiety and you just struggle to speak in front of people, period, that is a whole different conversation, and it requires you, yes, to practice the steps and skills of communication. However, it might also require you to go for therapy, for you to read certain books that challenge you at that level of anxiety. You'll have to approach that differently. But right now, we want to talk about having the challenges of public speaking and understanding what public speaking is and why it's so important. So for me, I've never really struggled with the idea of speaking publicly. There's certain aspects of public speaking that I've had to learn over time. But for as long as I could remember, since I was very young, I've never been really afraid of the stage, standing in front of people performing, doing poetry, doing music, or speaking. I've actually always found it thrilling. So as a result, I've found myself having to deal with different issues when it comes to public speaking than other people. So my concern has always been articulation, for example, learning that when the microphone is in front of me, I don't need to be that loud because I tend to project pretty loudly. Learning to observe different types of audiences and to communicate to different types of audiences according to who they are. So if you're speaking to professional people or you're speaking at a funeral, you're not going to be the same as when you're speaking at a birthday party or at a wedding, right? Those are moments of celebration. So you need to learn to differentiate. Now, I think we first have to just acknowledge the fact that public speaking is a skill that none of us can avoid. Some of us will always, you'll always find those who are better than you at doing this, but we need to understand why it's important for you to do it in the first place. You know, one thing I've observed with my own career and looking back at everything that I've accomplished in my life, I have to say that a lot of it is owed to the fact that I've just learned how to articulate myself. And not only in situations where I find myself in trouble and I need to speak my way out of it and be clearly understood and use the correct tone so I can get out of getting a ticket, but also in a setting such as even back in varsity. I remember how the way that I would speak would bring favor towards me from the lecturers at school, right? And it made me understand just how important it is for me to learn how to articulate myself. And I've seen those who never bothered doing that, how negatively it impacted them. And remember that communication skills, or rather public speaking, has nothing to do with just speaking English. And I say this because of our context, right? We're in the southernmost tip of Africa. And I suppose anyone else in Africa might have this experience where somehow we get to a point where we assume that speaking English is learning how to speak publicly. And that is not true. When I'm talking about public speaking, I'm talking about in all languages. Whatever language you may speak, you need to learn to articulate that language with confidence within a space where you're surrounded by people where there's very low level of familiarity with them and there's high levels of professionalism. So whatever you find yourself in, a church, at a funeral, at a baby shower, at a party, whatever it may be, learn to articulate yourself according to that environment with whatever language you're using. Different languages have different rules. You express respect in different languages differently, right? Like, for example, in a lot of African languages, when you're referring to an adult or a person who you want to show respect, you'd refer to them in the plural, right? Rather than saying wena, which is you, you'll refer to them as abobaba, you know, you'd refer to them in the plural. Abomama, you know, you'd always go for the plural. So these are things to pay attention to. Why? Because public speaking in itself is a very powerful tool, not only to create opportunities, but also at times to bring healing. Like if you're in a situation where people are sad and they're moaning and they've lost someone, or you're in a situation where a group of people have gathered together to show support to someone who has lost someone, they themselves need comfort. Therefore, you being given the platform to speak, it's giving you the opportunity to sort of speak to their pain and to speak, to do that gracefully and not to disrespect the opportunity that they've granted you to even speak to them. And that's a very, very big responsibility. And I think those of us who often find ourselves teaching at church understand all the more, right, that public speaking is, or speaking in front of people at times, can be a matter of, I want to say life and death, but understand that I mean it in the sense of you are preaching the gospel that can send a person to God or not, right? That'll determine whether a person gets life or not, and receives eternal life, I mean, or not. And these are things that we need to be considerate of whenever we try to picture or understand how public speaking works and the impact that us speaking publicly has. I don't want to just focus on the idea that public speaking will bring you opportunities only. And the reason I'm saying that is because it's not just about bringing opportunities for yourself, but it's also about leading a team. You cannot lead a team if you're unable to articulate yourself well. You'll often find, you know, I've found myself in situations like this very often, where I'm under the authority of someone who is unable to articulate themselves, and therefore they lean on me in order for me to be the one to articulate what they're trying to say. And that's a very bad position to be in, because you're tasking other people who are supposed to be serving under you under your protection and under your leadership. You're taking those people and you're tasking them to articulate you, which is not a bad thing. I mean, we do see it in the Bible where, although God did it very begrudgingly, Moses kept emphasizing how he's not a good speaker. And there was Aaron, who was the person who did all of the commands and the speaking and the communication, right? Moses himself had his own skills, but he expressed that there was something that he was lacking in. And there's nothing wrong with seeking help when you find that you lack in something. But there's also a lot to benefit and to gain from pursuing improvement in your communication skills and in your ability to speak within public spaces. So don't be afraid or don't be numbed by the fear. Remember that courage is not the absence of fear, but the procession of movement amidst it. Beautiful poem, I love, by Donald the Neo-Sapien, which basically means that courage doesn't mean that there's no, fear is no longer present. It means that you keep moving forward amidst the existence of fear. Even the emotion as you feel it, you continue to move forward. And that's what public speaking generally is. You go and you approach the audience and you begin to speak, and you do it over and over and over and over until you learn that it's actually not a big deal. So the question I'm going to leave with you, there's a lot to say about this, but we're going to be covering a lot more aspects of it. But the thing I'm going to leave with you is this. Are you going to start your journey into learning how to do public speaking? And which platform are you going to start?
Understanding public speaking, why is public speaking so important, is our theme for this evening. And grant me the next couple of minutes to share my insights and my beliefs on why I feel public speaking and being able to speak publicly is so important. There's basically one answer to this for me from Charles, and that is because I believe that we as Christians are called to be able to share the gospel publicly. And in order for you to do that, you need to be able to be a good orator, or you need to be a good public speaker. We are sort of not commanded, not sort of, we are commanded by God in order for us to actually speak publicly and share the gospel. Now, not all of us, I know it's been made very, very famous, the saying that your life is sometimes the only Bible people will read. But we also need to be able to communicate the gospel efficiently to such a degree that people, when they hear the gospel, they would want to come to Jesus Christ and actually live the gospel. We need to be able to understand, we need to be able to explain the gospel to people in order for them to live their life and in order for them to understand what it is happening. The only way that you can do that is by becoming a good public speaker. Now, public speaking does not mean standing on a stage and speaking to 2,000, 3,000 people. Sometimes public speaking can mean you're in a small conversation or you're sitting in a restaurant and you need to be able to communicate to the persons efficiently and to such a degree that you can't be misunderstood. Now, that's obviously a very famous quote by a man called Craig Groeschel. He teaches a bit of communication. But he also makes a statement like, listen, when you communicate to such a degree that it's almost impossible to misunderstand you. And I feel that that's vitally, vitally important for Christians. We need to be able to communicate who we are and what we believe to such a degree that we can't be misunderstood. Now, how you do that depends, obviously. Not all of us are born and created to stand on a stage. Not all of us are born and created to be preachers, for that matter. I firmly believe that there's a calling of being a preacher. There's a calling to be a pastor, and it's not always the same thing. All pastors aren't preachers, but all preachers need to be pastors. That makes sense, because we need to communicate the gospel efficiently to such a good degree that we can't be misunderstood. I believe that that is very, very important. Now, I don't necessarily always prescribe to the fact that you should do Toastmasters, which is a course that will teach you public speaking. But what I want you to do is have a look at someone that's doing monologues. Now, sometimes it can be stand-up comedians, but stand-up comedians do use bad language a lot of times. That's why I don't love them. But it can be that you listen to someone that communicates well, and when they communicate well, you feel better because you understand them and they are able to illustrate to you the importance of communication, right? TEDx is a good example of that. You'll have people in TEDx that communicate very well and to such a degree that you understand the topic and the information that they are giving you without you even knowing or without you having background facts beforehand in order for you to understand that. I firmly believe the more that you watch videos like that, the more that you sort of get someone that you like the way that they communicate when they are talking to a crowd, when they are talking to someone, you can spend more time watching to that person or watching that person and listening to that person speaking, and then you can pick up certain things that you like in order for you to better yourself as a public speaker. You can learn communication skills in order for you to better communicate these feelings that you have or emotions which you have. Public speaking is vitally important because it's important for you to be able to address conflict. Now, the problem is that our modern day millennials are us that grew up with WhatsApp and Facebook and all the likes. We don't even make a phone call anymore. When you're at someone's house, you don't ring the doorbell. You send a message and say, "Hey, I'm outside." Right? We don't do anything. We don't go to a shop to speak to someone that's behind the counter. We let them deliver our food to us. We don't speak publicly anymore. And I think we are heading to a place that we will be totally devoid of human interaction, unfortunately, which is not something that I hope for, which we see in the movie of WALL-E. Don't know if you remember that. But that's something that happens, and that's something that might happen to us if we're constantly down on this barrage of avoiding people. We shouldn't be avoiding people. We should be spending time with people. And in order for you to spend time with people, you should be able to speak publicly. If you don't speak publicly, people would not want to spend time with you because you're never communicating and you're never talking. And that is in about 5 minutes worth why I believe we as Christians should be public speakers.